Cornish had 125 against you guys twice last year as a rookie. What is it that impressed you about him?
More importantly, you know, he's a hard runner, and he understands their gap scheme. He understands, you know, what they're trying to do to defenders. And, you know, he's a one-cut guy. You know, he gets vertical, you know, extremely fast. And, you know, he's not the easiest guy, you know, to bring down. He's low to the ground. You know, he keeps his leg driving, you know, on contact. So, I mean, he's an all-purpose running back.
How quickly were you guys able to turn the page from the Dallas loss?
I mean, that's a part of the game. You know, I think that's something that we have to deal with, you know, a lot of times in this league. I mean, you know, the pages have been turned. You know, we're already looking forward to, you know, playing a game and getting in preparation for this week.
Andrew, you guys always talk about how you stayed together. You were losing those games, and then you got in the streak and lose Sunday. How is that even tougher to get back up off the mat again?
No, it's not. You know, it's something that, you know, we've had to do once before, and I don't see the problem in doing it again.
Mitchell, I think yesterday when you were asked about RG3, you said that he's not running like he used to, but he's still got a cannon for an arm. Is the running part of it still dangerous with him, or is it?
Yeah, absolutely he's dangerous. You know, you still can line him up against 85% of the guys on the field, and I'm pretty sure he'll outrun them. You know, I mean, the guy still can run. You know, just as far as, you know, when you come off a knee injury, man, there's a lot of things that go into that, you know, just both mentally and physically. So as far as, you know, some of his movement, is it the same as it was the year before? You know, no, it's not. But it's close. You know, it's close. And, you know, you just see more teams, you know, trying to attack him now. And, you know, it's throwing him off rhythm a little bit. But as far as RG3 as a player, like I say, you know, I think we all know what he's capable of and what he's shown that he's, you know, that he can do in this league. And, you know, he's still, in my eyes, you know, a phenomenal player.
Holiday season, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for everything. You know, more importantly, you know, I'm thankful for life. You know, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful, you know, for just being part of this organization and, you know, what we have accomplished here. You know, we haven't had the season that we wanted to have, but, you know, we're still all together. We're still fighting. So that's more than what anyone can ask for right now at this time.
Thank you. What's the practice today? Doing a lot of nickel stuff?
No, you know, we practice. No, I wasn't down at nickel.
No.
No.